Late L Kid at one yard, so hold it down, bringing that street geek and nerd. So what is up, my people, today? Oh yeah, coming with another wonderful episode of That's Right On Screen. We talking about Halo, y'all. Solace. Oh yes. Look, come on now. Come on. I know there's some people out there that's like, I don't like the show. Come on now. The show is giving you, the show coming with it. All right. So, of course, like I said, NERDSOUL, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Feel free to check me out. Follow me, podcast, whether you like listening, whatever. All that jazz. Welcome. If you hear early on the chat, shouts out to you. Or if you hear on the replay, much love to you as well. Feel free to support. Tweet me. Comment on this video. Let's chat about Halo. Because this is a show that I think is quietly going unnoticed, but being some top quality military sci-fi. And I need to know that you guys enjoy it too. You know what I mean? Because, well, you know what? I don't need to know. I enjoy it by myself. But with all that said, welcome. If you're brand new, you know what I'm saying? Because there were some brand new people last week. So if you're brand new, the way I go through the episode, I just talk about the episode. We barbershop it up here. So we talk about it as if you've seen it before. If you ain't seen it before, you might want to bounce, because it's full spoilers. We just talking about the people, the places and things, and whether they crazy or not. So, Miranda Halsey. I think it's time. It's time that Miranda has come up a little bit in the game. Also time for Halsey to kind of take a L. And I like sort of the roundabout way that we get to it, because we, you know, of course, there's always bureaucracy in this stuff. So we got the Admiral, we got Captain Keyes or whatever. Is he a captain, a general, whatever he is? But you know, we have that argument there between them and, I guess, the board, bless you, the board of, I don't know, the board of the military or something, whatever. They don't really specify who they are, but they have some type of voting decision power to make. And, you know, somebody got to take an L. Somebody got to take a fall for all these people that died trying to get this thing that we ended up not even getting. You know what I'm saying? So, we find out that that person's going to be Halsey. And it's earned. It's about time. All of this stuff has come to kind of like a summit for her, where like John's finding out about you kidnapping him and all these kids and stuff, and, you know, it's experimenting. And then, you know, you messed up the whole thing with the relic and all that. So it makes sense that, hey, you know, somebody got to take a fall for this, and you are the whole reason we were there. And the fact that we were there is because you couldn't keep a control on the Spartan program, which you said you had total control over. So it's nice to see her sort of take a L, knock down a peg, but she's not knocked all the way down, because she's still, the rest of the episode, she's still there. I'm like, shouldn't she be on the first thing smoking? But I guess maybe they flying out in the morning. But, you know, Admiral says, you know, or Margaret, as Keyes calls her, Margaret's like, yo, I'm going to give her the promotion that you never would. And you always kept her, you know, beneath you, and always kept her, you know, like silenced, basically. You know what I'm saying? What up, Thomas Davis? You know what I'm saying? You know, brother TD and I. But you always kept her locked, you know, away, so she couldn't be on your level. Even though the girl is smart, and I'm turning around on her. You know what I'm saying? Thomas said Halsey would have been in deep space if it was me. Look, Shorty is lucky she's getting relegated to like some off-world moon. But it's kind of like if you're in the military here, you know, we're on Earth, and somebody's like, you're being reassigned. It's like, okay, well, you know, hey, I know I messed up. I know I'm getting in trouble. Where am I getting reassigned to? And they're like, Antarctica. You know what I'm saying? They're like, it's like, oh, well, okay, I guess. Because they send her, she going to be, oh, man, it says, sup, fam, new phone, who this? Yo, I would have probably locked her up instead. But they still, you know, like she said, I'm going to let you continue your research, because she said, like, you know, you got enough information to lock us all up. So it's kind of like a sort of mutually assured destruction. But Halsey, being the one that was most in control of the project, would probably still take the brunt of that prosecutorial mess that it would become. So it's good to see it get taken down a peg, but it's not a full peg, because Miranda, who's now in charge, she comes into the lab, everything's been changed. And of course we find out that Halsey leaves her message, won't let her sign in with her handprint and stuff. She got to come see her. When she does, she did some kind of eyeball thing where I guess she was able to log in or something. I don't know, whatever it was. But the interesting part here is that Miranda is slowly getting over needing Halsey's approval. Like, you can see much less so in this episode where she was like, look, just get to the point. What do you want? You know what I'm saying? So it's less and less because, you know, basically when we first meet her, this girl is just a immature, insecure child. But we've seen her grow a little bit to now where she's not so dependent upon what her mom feels or what she thinks about her or getting her approval at all. What's up, Zias? So it's nice. It's nice to see her kind of coming up a little bit and seeing how she has started to interact with the Spartans as well, which is something that I did. So yeah, I enjoy those changes from Miranda and Halsey. I think they mean a lot to the show in general right now, and I think they're going to continue to mean a lot. So let's get into the straight up review. Talk about Halsey. John started off. John he locked her in there. Turn on some kind of, I don't know, solar system or whatever that was going straight liquefy her body. And he was like, closed the door and locked it and everything so she couldn't get out. And he was just like, she gonna die. For what she did to me, what she did to all these kids, she gonna die, which she does deserve. But because remember, when she was talking to the clone of herself, she said only 35 kids survived. So how many children did she kidnap? And how many died? On top of that, how many of these replaced mutant things drug all of those children's parents through immeasurable grief, seeing their child die right before them? I mean, imagine this. You're a parent, you're taking your kid, you're taking your kid to, you know, doctors, appointments and meetings and stuff, and you know, you know they're healthy and the blood work is fine and there's no sickness or disease or nothing, and everything's good. And then all of a sudden your child and other people's children too start just having nosebleeds and seizuring and dying and stuff. Imagine the immeasurable grief that your child is dying right before you and you have no idea why. And they'll never know that, no, this isn't even my child. My child was kidnapped. And imagine, like, your child being somewhere and you can't save them. You can't protect them. You can't do anything for them. So what she did, yeah, she deserved to be liquefied. That whole program, whoever was involved, yes, Margaret too, Captain Keyes as well, all of them, the amount of parents that buried something, you know what I'm saying? Just, bruh, I can't imagine. I can't imagine. So, like, he's like, yeah, she gonna die. She gonna liquefy up in there. And Cortana's like, please don't do this. He like, you can control me, right? That's why I'm in here, right? Uh-huh. Well, just make me do it. And he waited to the very last second. And he pulled her out. He was like, okay, cool. Now I know the limitations of your AI. He was like, but the worst is yet to come. Man, shouts out to John. Yo, shout out to Master Chief. You know what I'm saying? You made me proud. I was happy to see that. You know what I'm saying? Because we tired of this. We ain't playing no games. We tired. So on to where I think we spend a lot of time with this episode is between John and McKee. I did like real quick before talking about McKee, I did like the interaction, the new interaction after the interrogation, quote unquote, with Halsey, because, you know, you get like this fake kind of interrogation and then you get your boy John coming in and be like, no, I want to know everything. And when she lays it out, we get the response from Keys and Margaret right in the room. And also Miranda comes in. So Miranda is like broken. And that's because when she comes in, Keys is like, no, why is she in here? Because remember, he's been trying to keep his own daughter protected, sort of. There's two sides to this. All right, on one hand, I do believe he was trying to protect Miranda from knowing this stuff. But I also think that he was trying to protect himself from the vision that his daughter has of him and of the organization that she works for. What would be the best? I'm trying to think about the best way to term this, but maybe bewildered is the way that she came off, because she comes in, she's like, oh, whoa, all this has happened? Like, this is how the Spartan program was run? And you know that she is going to look at her mother, her father, the UNSC completely differently. And I think that this could be slowly showing cracks in the ice between what might be a fissure of John, Miranda, Kai, and then everyone else. Maybe. Because at first I was thinking just John and Kai, but Miranda definitely, she came out of that joint crying. And then when she looked at John, all you could see is just her kind of, her sort of like a comforting look, because she, you know, she's starting to imagine like, what did you do to all these children? You know what I'm saying? So what up, Thomas? So, you know, just knowing that that's how they just discarded children and how they just, you know, experimented and poked and prodded these children. I don't think she was ready to handle that emotionally, which is another thing you could say he was probably trying to protect her from. So it's like he sort of protected her, but also protected himself a little bit too, because Miranda is more on the side of caring about people. Halsey uses people as a means to an end. You know what I'm saying? Because she was like, well, what about the billions we'll save? It's like, but yeah, but the thing is, like, you committed a crime. Let's not forget that. Like, you committed multiple crimes. Like, so let's not sit here and pretend like, oh, well, I did it for everybody. No, you did it so you could live your little laboratory dream. That's why you did it. You don't even care about people. You don't even care about your daughter. So don't sit here like, oh, well, I'm saving billions of lives. No, you're not. You want to see if you can do it just because to see if you can. Just like with Jurassic Park, you know what I'm saying? You're so interested to see if you can or if you could. You didn't sit around and think like, should we? Like, you, so this idea that Halsey tries to push on Miranda that, you know, hey, I'm doing this because I'm trying to help humanity evolve and get stronger and better, and we're going to save, you know, the species. Miranda won't really buy it like that. She was like, sell that to somebody else, bro. Thomas says, this part reminds me of Elder's Game with the kids they were using in war to kill the insects. Ender's Game, not Elder's Game. Ender's Game. It's just good to see that Miranda's finally come around on that. Now, back to Kai, the different energy that we get from John towards Kai is very telling. Because I think John is realizing, I ain't got but like one friend up in here, and that's Kai. Can't trust Cortana, because Cortana is essentially a system to shut me down whenever it's necessary. So I can't trust her. And he even said, I'm cutting you out as soon as I get a chance. And she's like, you can't do that. Like, who said I can't do that? You tell me what I can do now. It's my body, my choice, right? All right, so you in my head, all right? I'd cut you out my dome if I want. You know what I'm saying? So I did like that. I love that. I love that he's like, oh, I ain't forgot about you neither, Cortana. You got to go too. But of course, you know, by the end of the season, I'm sure their relationship will change a little bit because we know Cortana is kind of like, you know, part and parcel with Master Chief. But knowing where he stands is important for Cortana and important for him to draw that line in the sand. Like, look, I don't trust Halsey. I don't trust you. And as soon as I can, you go on too. So I like that. Thomas says, sounds like Siri with iPhones. You can't disable me. Yo, man, try disabling Siri. Try disabling Google Assist. You know what I'm saying? You're going to have a hard time. Now, I'm pretty sure you can. I'm sure there's some kind of special developer way you can log into your phone. But, bruh, you try to disable that Siri button or disable that you know, audio. Man, look. Just give it up. It's spidered in. But when John, talks to Kai, you get a different energy of, like, hey, look, rest up. You know what I'm saying? We got to get back to work. We're going to have, you know, we got some stuff to do. So that's a much different energy than him essentially benching her in the last episode. Now he's on some like, hey, look, we got stuff to do. So rest up and get healthy. You know what I'm saying? And her being probably the closest to him since she took out her pellet, because Riz and Vanek haven't. And I think that's going to be the you know, kind of like the other side of them, because she said, when should we tell them? And John was kind of like, I don't know. Like, not now, I guess, but I don't know. Because they, you know, they do need to know. Like, hey, we were all kind of experimented on and we were stolen from our parents, blah, 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 blah. And what would that do? And that could put you into a situation similar to the eugenics war in Star Trek, where they made all those super synthetic people or whatever, and they decided to rise up. So, you know, and that's paraphrasing, trust me, there's way more to the story, but you know, or the Spartans might not even rise up. The Spartans might learn the truth and just decide to leave the UNSC. You know what I'm saying? Like, all right, we're just out. We're leaving you. We don't want to have nothing to do with you. And if the UNSC didn't have Spartans, that would be tough. That would be tough. Their power over the colonies would change, and their response for the Covenant would change tremendously. We got some things like that to consider, you know what I'm saying? And shout out to Open Mind. Open Mind got up in the spot. Said, so is it just me or is John supposed to bang the spine of the heavy chick? McKee, we're going to talk about that in a second. he says, it's almost like her and John are supposed to be together for the Halo to operate properly. Okay, so since you brought that up and I was going to talk about McKee next, let's go on and get to McKee. it does see that it seems like they're setting up John and McKee to be sort of like a dyad in the Force. See the last Star Wars movie, which varying degrees of entertainment, but the last Star Wars movie set up Rey and Kylo to be sort of a dyad in the Force, which we hadn't really seen like that before. Maybe it's in a novel, I just don't know, but I haven't seen everything Star Wars. I've read a good amount of comics and seen all the movies, but and all the animated series, but you know, there's still stuff about it that I don't know. But similar to that, it seems like here in Halo, they're setting up McKee and John to be some sort of dyad that together are able to do something. Seeing how when John touched the artifact, she immediately went into like this kind of suspended and seizure state. And then also once he kind of like leveled out, so did she. And we didn't see that happen to her when they were far apart. So it seems like maybe this is something, the closer they are together, the stronger this connection or whatever is, which I'm down with, because I think it makes for some interesting bedfellows down the line in the show. That's gonna be interesting. And Open Mind says, even though McKee is working for the Sangheili, she's still human and wants to be among her own people. She is a spy, but I feel she wants to be accepted by her human race. And if the circumstances were right, she would betray the Sangheili. Yeah, I can see that. And having someone, because I can see, okay, I can see this. She doesn't want to be with the UNSC at all. She doesn't want to be with the Covenant, but her and John kind of forge their own path to go on their own adventure. Whereas both parties are trying to catch up to them and capture them to be able to use this technology, maybe. Because since this version of Halo is kind of forging its own path, which I think is interesting, turn out like that. Shouts to Andre. Nice to see you up in the chat. Always good to see you. So I did like to see her on the floor reacting almost the same way he's reacting, seeing their blood pressure levels, everything the same. And then when he levels out, immediately she does, which completely changes what they see. And when they see it together. They're both in this astral plane, for lack of a better term right now, they're in this astral plane, and the place they're at is on one of the rings, and they come together, and when he, you know what I'm saying, homie, he was like, what up, bro? He was like, hey, girl, I know I was being mean, you know, when you was in the cell, but, you know, I want to see what's up for tonight. You know what I'm saying? He was trying to map. You know what I'm saying? He touched her face all lovingly, like, yeah. So we'll see where that goes. I mean, maybe there is something there that's like an animal attraction. So Open Mind says, I think John accepts himself and her. The both of them could really control the galaxy. McKee is trying to tell John that if he just accepts who he is, the two of them could control everything. And yeah, you know, you and me together could control the galaxy. I am your father. No, it's not true. So seeing how this could play out is fun for me, because it does take our Halo, you know, world, but it throws us on some, you know, some slants and some tricks. And I think this episode is a great follow-up to that battle last episode. We learn a lot. The lady that she's like, hey, I gotta make sure you eat your food. Not only did she attack her, but she saw that McKee has a weapon. That's gonna come up the next episode. Cause they're gonna be like, you got a weapon that we didn't know about. What else don't we know? She's probably gonna be in a more locked up situation next episode. Also, Miranda coming to her saying, hey, we got this audio from the ship and we need to clean it up. How long do you think it's going to be before they clean it up and find out it's her? Also, back to last episode, Andre and I were talking. Andre, why didn't you have no tape? Why didn't you have no recordings on that ship? Come on, man. So, Open Mind says, in the video game, Cortana is infected with a virus and she actually fears Chief, which means in the TV show, they are just showing how powerful Chief really is coupled with McKee. All right, cool. Knowing now that there's like a whole other astral plane that they can go to, knowing that there is this attraction that they have, because when they were on the I guess the mind state or the astral plane, whatever, he touched her face like he was like she was his girl or something. And she ain't stop him, you know, she ain't pull away. She was like, get this demon girl. It's a family show. So we're gonna cut to the next comment. It says Cortana takes over during Halo 5, but only because she was infected. Once Cortana is clean, she tries to save the Chief. Oh, okay. But see, I think, well, let me know what you think about this. Do you think that he proved the point that she can't control him with what he did with Halsey? Or do you think that Cortana was still gambling that he wouldn't do that to her? Because when Cortana was made, Halsey said that she can control them. So I wonder if, you know, if he would have held on longer, if Cortana would have just taken over, or if she would have just let Halsey die. And Geeky Andre said, I told you that ship McKee rated was recording. Yeah, it was recording audio, but no video. Why they ain't got no videotape, man? Like, yo, your basic corner store has video surveillance. Come on, man. Come on, UNSC. Y'all ain't got no cameras. but the thing is, Open Mind, in the, I want to say in like episode 3 or whatever, Halsey says that Cortana is created to control the Spartans. At least I, or maybe she means control in another way. Maybe she means like mentally, not like physically, like a robot controlling them. Maybe, but I could have sworn she said that Cortana could control the Spartans when she was talking to the Admiral Margaret on one occasion. But I might be wrong. It's gonna be fun how this plays out between McKee, between John, also between Cortana, because Cortana's still there, and I'd like to see a honest. Okay, you're referring to the game. All right, cool. I want to see him at least try to get rid of Cortana at least once, whether it's by, I don't know, maybe an EMP or something. I don't know, something, whatever, or just literally cutting her out, like he said. Like, I would like to see that, because we need to know, we need to also see, show don't tell, how far John is going to be free of all of this UNSC stuff, the kidnapping and being, you know, forced to fight, all that stuff, being free of all of that. Because he was essentially thought that, like, you know, hey, you know, these people love me and care for me and nurture me, and, you know, it was all a lie. So I love this episode. It's a great follow-up. Yo, man, this is good. What, how many episodes do we have? What, 9 or 10? Let me see. How many episodes do we have this season? Because I know we got to be fast approaching the finale. And let's see. It looks like we got 3 episodes left. So, yeah, man, we fast approaching. So it's going to be, look, they're going to have to make some moves. We got essentially 3 hours. With the end of the season, we got about a movie of time left for what happens. And the next episode is called Inheritance. The penultimate is called Allegiance, which Allegiance could be John and Cortana, or it could be John and McKee. Or it could be John and Kai. There's a lot of There's a lot of interesting, or allegiance might not even refer to John. Allegiance could be something like Halsey and someone else on the moon base she's supposed to be going to or something. So, or remember, we still got Quan Ha and her whack story. So maybe it's allegiance with that. And then, of course, episode 9 is called Transcendence. So that's, you know, maybe that's an extension on what we saw a little bit of already with, you know, them going to the astral plane and kind of becoming something more, you know what I'm saying? Maybe something more than what they were alone. Gigi Andre said, Halsey just has ice in her veins. I can't believe she manipulated Miranda like that. Her own daughter. Yo, man, that lady is, I mean, you see, like, she, you know, she's cold as ice. She's willing to sacrifice her daughter. Open Mind said, once Cortana is stopped, she goes back to being Chief's protector, but a new villain arises, and I haven't played Halo Infinite yet. But the video game Halsey is who she is. The TV show portrays Halsey correctly. In the game, Cortana kills Halsey. Ah, cool. Interesting. So that might lay some groundwork for what we see later on. And I haven't played Infinite yet either. The reason I didn't play it is when they told me there was no multiplayer. I mean, not sorry. There's multiplayer, but there's no like team. Like, I can't play, like, you and I, Open Mind, can't play Halo and play the story mode. And that's what I always loved about Halo. I like multiplayer. When it came to Halo, multiplayer was always kind of like the icing on the cake for me and not the main dish. And when it came out, and I was like, oh, cool, because I even hit up my brother. I hit up another friend of mine. I was like, oh, cool, let's play the story mode. It'll be fun. And they were like, yeah, they don't have that yet. And I was like, what? I was like, how do you do? They were like, yeah, they focused on multiplayer. I was just like, all right. So that's why I really didn't care too much about it. I mean, I believe they have it now, but that's kind of just what happened. I just fell out of interest with it. And, you know, it's, we'll see, you know, if I ever get interested again, you know, maybe sometime next year I'll go through and play everything with, you know, with somebody and stream it out. That'll be fun. But guys, with that said, we got a show. We got a show. We got a real show, all right? We got a real show. We got a better show than Moon Knight, I'll tell you that. I'll tell you that. And matter of fact, I'm going to be talking about Moon Knight next week with for the finale with Jay from Story Geeks. Shouts out to Story Geeks. Jay is an awesome dude. But we'll be talking about Moon Knight next week. So with that said, guys, NERD, SOUL, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all them places, hit that thumbs up. If you like what you're seeing, that thumbs down if you don't. But feel free to like, comment, share, subscribe. Help a brother out in the algorithm, all right? HBO program, help a brother out. You know what I'm saying? Look, do it for your boy. What does Kizzy say? Kizzy be like, support your boy, all right? So support your boy, all right? Look, you see me out here, all right? So just so you know, Open Mind, Geeky Andre, Thomas D, ZSB Lou, tonight we'll be talking about Atlanta, the new episode, Trinity to the Bone. So we'll be talking about that tonight at 7 p.m. PST. I'll have Solar Gray. I'll have Keith from Blurtish. So it'll be a lot of fun. But until next time, I'm going to leave y'all with some black comics, some dope beats. And of course, until next time, peace. Y'all, are you even allowed to be over here? Are you supposed to be over here? No? You want to say bye? All right, come here. All right, say bye.
Bye.
Say, I love all y'all.
Peace.
All right, go on. No. All right, go. No. You want to go? No. You want to go? All right. You sure?
Mm-hmm.
You sure?